You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
You have to make sure that the tzitziot is okay to be able to say beracha. So that means the bottom part and the top part of the tzitziot, you have to make sure it's not cut and has enough length to be able to say Asher Yidisham Shtav Sivanu Rehitatef Besisit. So now the minhagim, that the way we mitatef, some people just hold it all the way open, and then they put it on their head and on their back, and then they pull it up. According to Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai, you just hold it, fold it in front of you, and then when you say the bracha, you put it on your head, and then you throw the right side to the left shoulder, then you wait, and then the left side, then to the left, and then you wait again a little bit, and then bring it one by one, not both together. And also, it's an important point that when you bring the right side to the left, it has to go under your chin, not to cover your face. It has to go like this, not cover the face. So Rav Ben Ishchai in Sefer Od Yosef Chai explains why, but there is a midrash that actually this atifa that we do like Ishmaelim, that at the time of Mashiach Tzidkenu, Esav HaRasha is going to cover himself with the talit. He's going to hide himself, that he wants to pretend that he's one of us. So now when we throw the talit, that means we tell him, go away. So that's a midrash is brought. But there's another interesting point, that why we have to observe the mitzvah in such a way, because we see at the time that Ishmael and his mother, they were asked to leave and they were in a desert, so he was just about to die. So we see the angels came and so on, that what he's going to do later. So Ribbono Shel Olam said, Bashir Husham. So that means, nah, he's a good kid, almost. He's not doing too terrible things. So now here we learn, like first thing in the morning, that many times Yehudi might, it could happen, Chas v'Shalom, it would feel, you know, God forbid, there's no hope for me, what I'm going to do, what's going to be. So now we observe this mitzvah like Ishmaelim. Why? Because Ishmael, Hashem said, Ba'asher Husham. So that means you should never lose hope. So that's the first thing we do. No matter how hard it could be, like you might feel, you know, how it's going to be. But then all of a sudden you see $1 million was deposited in your bank account. So that's the mitzvah, that the patent is like Ishmaelim. So that means Ba'asher Husham. So you should never lose hope. It says that Ribbono Shel Olam complained that the cow knows his owner and the donkey knows where to eat. But Ribbono Shel Olam was very displeased about Am Yisrael. So Harab Sabari Shalal brings an interesting thing, that what is exactly this complaint is all about. So we have a Gemara that one time Rabbi Yochanan sold the cow to a non-Jew. So the cow noticed 6 days, the cow worked very hard, and then about Friday afternoon, just about, you know, become Shabbat, he ran out of fuel, the cow. And then all of a sudden, when it became dark, it stopped working. Whatever he did, pushed them, hit them, didn't work. So now it goes back to Rabbi Yochanan, and he tells them, this cow is a defective, it doesn't work. You know what happened? 6 days he works, and then on Saturday it just stopped working. So Rabbi Hanan realized what exactly is happening. So he goes back to the cow and he whispers in his ear. He says, listen, while you were working for me Shabbat, you didn't work. But now you belong to a non-Jew. You have to work. So the cow stood up and stopped working. So then afterwards, they called Rabbi Hanan ben Turta. As in a Turta in Aramaic means cow. There's another incident about Eliyahu HaNavi Zachor L'Tov. When he was just about to get rid of the false prophets, they called Nevi'ei Sheker. So you know the story, you know they were supposed to be in the Korban. And then the cow that was supposed to be placed on the Mizbeach of the false prophets, there were 850 of them. So he would not move. Mr. Midrash brings 850 people to push the cow, would not move. So Eliyahu HaNavi Zachor L'Tov comes to the cow and says, you know, we have to do our work, you know, let's go. How come you were stuck? So he said, how can it be? The cow that you're going to bring is going to make a Kedishim Shomayim. But me, they're going to bring me for Avodah Zarah. So Eliyahu HaNavi Zachor L'Tov tell him, no. See, even though that you're going there, Mizbeach of the false prophets, but the state I would consider as a Kiddush Hashem, to start moving. So now here, Yeshayahu HaNavi says, Yada Shor Onehu. Shor, like the calf said, Rabbi Yochanan didn't work on Shabbat, or this cow didn't want to go on the Mizbeach of the false prophets. But Ami, no Yada. So now about the Chamor of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. The Chamor of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, when they would give him hay, he could smell if it was Me'usar or not. The Chamor knew exactly if the has an OU or a K or a star K, you know, he would not eat it. So now here he says that Chamor knows Avus Ba'ala, but Ya'ami lo yada. So Mishalam says, look at these cows, it's a chamor. How they devoted their owners. But Ami, you know, they have no care for me. But here, you would ask, what's the question you're asking? Cow is in nature, no? Yes? So how can you compare the cow to Am Yisrael? No? Does it make sense? No. Here it says that the Ribbono Shel Olam says, like the stories that we brought, say how they were devoted, like the cow kept Shabbat. Or he didn't, the chamor didn't eat the non-kosher hay. He knew, he smelled it, he says, no, this is not the tent and so on. It is not separated. But here, the Navi is telling us, yes, chamor, the cow, yes, it's the nature. But who said that you, as a Yehudi, you're not implanted with the Yirat Hashem, with the Ahavat Hashem? We are, no? How do we know? Hasu Shalom, God forbid. Not for anyone. All of a sudden, you're not feeling well. So the first one that you're going to come to is who? Hashem. So what happened? So here you see, it's there. But we don't bring it out unless Chas v'Shalom, we're under pressure. It's there. But, you know, we forget. We don't pay attention to it. That's what exactly here is. The Chas v'Shalom should not wait for the time that we have no choice. And that's what Ribbono Shel Olam is complaining. He says, look at these cow, this chamor. They know. They smell that what exactly they should do. Is that a shame? Niskeb, is that a shame?
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.